What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque. Want to thank you for tuning in. I'm really excited anytime MJ is with me. So he is the best producer ever. You can check him out, MJR Productions, the best there's going to be. I want to talk about curiosity. Curiosity is one of those things where, look, it can get you in trouble, right? When you're a kid and you're like, I wonder what'll happen here. Remember one time I was in the woods and a buddy of mine was like, man, what would happen if we just put this match at the base of the tree? Nothing good there happens. You're going to get a forest fire. You've heard the term curiosity killed the cat. But sometimes curiosity can be a great thing. You know, people that change this world have always had a fascination of the unknown. I think about Christopher Columbus, as the story's been told. Everybody told him the world was flat. There's no such thing as a round world. They laughed and mocked. He just believed there was more to be discovered. Queen Elizabeth would end up paying to send him out, knowing that there had to be more out there. You have to understand, in his mind, he could have set sail and fell right off a flat earth, is what they were telling him would happen. He risked everything for a land that he never would see. A new world. Spices, place of silver and gold. He wasn't satisfied with just, you know, one place. He kept looking. And even after he discovered America, there was still a curiosity in him. Even after he found this land, he could have been content going back and forth from here to Spain. But he wasn't. And what happens when you get curious and what happens when you begin to explore, and obviously this is a Christian podcast, so we're talking about places of faith that God has for you. What once seems impossible was now regular. And Christopher Columbus found himself in a dilemma because people were more concerned about settling than discovering. And they wanted to be average than normal. And I think so many times in our life, one thing that can happen is we lose the curiosity. We lose that ability. You know, when Jesus said to them, unless you change and become like children. Children are curious. Children you can put anywhere and they're going to explore and figure out how it works and find out where the limits are. And I feel like in this thing in God, like we take land and we look and we get ground, and maybe just like some of the folks around Columbus, we just get content thinking we've made it or we've discovered all that's left to be discovered. I think it's one of the chief dangers to Christianity today is we lose the ability to explore. See, I've said before, faith explores what revelation reveals. Imagine with me that you're on this high hill and we're looking down a valley, a mountain, you know, and it's lush and green and you see streams and trees and fruit and all these things down there. And if we're standing on top of this hill and I tell you, this is yours, this is yours, this was paid for, this is your inheritance, and all we do is stand on top of that hill and we're just like, yeah, that's pretty cool. What I've been told is down there. And we never get off the mountain to go down. That's what faith does. It explores what we've been told, right? It goes, all right, I'm not content just standing on top of the mountain. I want to go explore it. I want to go eat for myself. And I really believe that's what we have to do in our life with God. We've got to stay curious. We've got to stay eager to understand and learn and push boundaries and pursue. You have to realize something, that God's ability to keep you is not greater than the enemy's ability to deceive you. So if you're asking God for more and you're trying to learn more about him and you're trying to see, what is this life about? What is a spirit-filled life look like? Man, you're not going to be deceived. The Bible says that Lot was settling out for a new world. And when Lot was going to a land that God really was telling him existed and that was promised to him, He saw a plane called Zor. And when Lot saw the plane called Zor, he got intrigued. And it's kind of a sad scripture. And the Bible says that he settled there. Well, what we got to realize is Zor means little. And after the break, we're going to talk about the dangers of how many of us settle for our Zor and the little in our life. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? I'm back. We're talking about curiosity. We're talking about renewing the desire, that innocence in us like children to explore. And one thing about this fast-paced world we live in is we have very little time to reflect. We have very little time to spend time with God. Really, you know, how many people I know today, they're just working 9 to 5, they're sledging through school, or many of them come to me and tell me they're just found themselves living a life that they never even wanted. If we don't have time to reflect, if we don't have time to just listen, if we don't have time to sit still and be a kid and be curious and constantly want to explore the things that God has for us, then how are we ever going to take more ground? If everything you've understood in this state of Christianity is if that's it, let me go back to selling drugs. If this, which you see on earth today, is God's home run swing, we're serving the wrong Jesus. And we must stay curious. We must focus on what heaven has. And here we are finding ourselves like Lot. And God's telling him about a land that was promised. And the Bible says in Genesis 13 that he saw a plain and he settled for a land called Zor. And as I said before, Zor means little. And I think about what the enemy wants for you is to settle for little prayers. He wants you to settle for little devotion, for little time, for little spirit, for little love. He wants you to settle for the little land around you. If you pick 5 friends and you're the most spiritual one in the room, get out. Because chances are you're going to fall down to their level of faith. Surround yourself with people that are doing great things for God, that have seen God do great things. Surround yourself with people of wisdom and of power, so we don't settle for the little in our life. We can't camp, we can't settle. And that's what happened with Christopher Columbus. He could have been content going from Spain to America and from America to Spain. But he decided, no, we're not going to camp. And the people that didn't want to go, they didn't have to. You know, it says in the later years of Christopher Columbus's life that he would squint his eyes, that he had squinted his eyes so much looking for new worlds and new lands that he ended up going blind. So at the end of his life, he went blind. I wish you would look so hard at the things of God that you would grow blind to the things of the world. I wish that you would squint and focus so hard about the promises of God and what he has for you that the world around you grows dim and you become blind and immune to this world we live in. We've got to stay curious. It's time to get a new boat. It's time to push out from the shore. It's time to explore what could it look like in your life. Come on, what could it be? Catherine Coleman, I've said it before, she was on her deathbed. And they said, what is the message? Powerful woman of God, used in signs and wonders. And they said, what is a message that you want to tell the church on your way out? And she said, my chief concern is that we're going to get to heaven and we're going to realize all the things we could have had on this earth if we'd only believe. And I'm asking you to imagine, what would it look like if you picked up that business and ran with it? What would it look like if you decided that your children were going to do radical things for God? What would it look like? I was meeting with a guy last night, and he said to me, you know, you know, you have such an ability to just make changes. And he's like, I know I need to change. I know I need to change my job. I need to change where I live. I know God is calling me, but the fear of the unknown is in front of me. He said, I've been at this job for 20 years. I know I'm supposed to leave, but to quit my job. And I'm like, dude, the fruit is on the other side of your risk. The fruit is on the other side of you just cutting the cord, moving on, becoming the person that you know God's calling you to be. And how many of you today are stuck? When was the last time you took a risk? When was the last time you set out to explore and see what would happen if you fell on your face? Man, that is life. Nobody who plays it safe it really believes that they're doing all that God's called them to do. Because the life of God isn't one of safety. It's one of risk, and it's one of faith, and it's one of belief. And if you're not at junctures in your life where you could fall on your face or you're looking absolutely crazy, you're just not taking a big enough step. So I'm asking you to dream. I'm asking you to explore. I'm asking you to discover. I'm asking you to say, okay, God, what could it look like for me if I what? Started the business, moved, stepped out and believed, gave radically, went and fed the homeless, did something outside of my house, allowed other people to speak into my life. Radically exploring, radically activating our faith is going to change everything. And when I look around today and when I sat at the ocean last night, it's a beautiful, finally in New England, it's getting summer and I had the windows down and I'm at this point out here at a beach and it was late at night and it was dark and all I could hear is the waves crashing on the shore. As I was telling my friend last night, it's time to explore. It's time to explore. It's time to shake out of your slumber and begin to believe. And I'm telling you today, make time for what matters. Don't get so caught up in the rat race of life, because the only thing at the end of it is you're just still a rat. There's nothing you'll ever get out of it. Explore, believe, and it's time to dream again. We love you. That's all for today. We'll see you tomorrow. It's going to be a great week. We got a bunch of stuff on David, confidence, courage. We love you. Thank you for rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.